This is Dakota Datebook for March 25th, Remembering Theodore Roosevelt, featuring the words of Roosevelt as read by Steve Stark. On this date in 1886, Theodore Roosevelt was preparing to set out in pursuit of three men who stole his boat on the Little Missouri near his Elkhorn Ranch. His friends, Will Daub and Bill Sewell, quickly built a pursuit boat, and the following day the trio began the chase. It took days of trudging through the rugged and bitter weather of the frigid river valley, but the flinty cattlemen finally caught up with the three boat thieves, and they were soon headed home with the bad guys in tow. Leaving Sewell and Dow behind, T.R. enlisted a stranger to drive his wagon as he took the culprits to Dickinson. T.R. wouldn't bind the men's hands, being worried about potential frostbite. He walked along behind in a brutal stomp through freezing mud and terrain for days into early April, finally reaching Dickinson. All the while, he read Tolstoy's Anna Karenina, which he had brought along on the chase. T.R. wrote to his sister Corrine that day,
"I have been absent just a fortnight. It has been very rough work, as we got entirely out of food and had an awful time in the river, as there were ice gorges, the cold being intense. Sewell and Dow went on downstream, while I took the prisoners on to here, overland, and I was glad enough to give them up to the sheriff this morning, for I was pretty well done out with the work, lack of sleep, and the strain of constant watchfulness. But I am as brown and tough as a pine knot, and feel equal to anything. I took Anna Karenina along on the trip, and have read it through with great interest."
And then, as only T.R. could conjure, he finished his sister's letter with insightful critiques and commentary about Tolstoy's writing, plot, and character development, with twice as many words than he used to describe his own 100-mile frostbitten ordeal in the Badlands. Today's Dakota Datebook was written and performed by Steve Stark. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the Historical Society of North Dakota. This series with funding from the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation.